This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters, the fourth action point that you and me have to do is to invest our time, our energies, our skills, our strengths, our technology, the usage of technology, in order to establish peace on the earth. Remember, do not wait for some authority. Do not wait for second person. Do not wait for an organization. Do not wait for any society to bring peace to your life. You begin with this reflection of peace. Invest your time. Your time is important. Invest your time in order to do the contribution to this world, to make it a better world for peace. You need to invest your skills, your strengths. Every one of us are blessed with certain things. True or not? Yes? You're doubtful. Yes? Alhamdulillah. We need to invest those skills, those strengths, the time that we have, the energy that we have. We need to invest in this very world in order to be the contributing member for the peaceful society. That's the fourth action plan that we need to do. The fifth point as an action plan to achieve peace, my brothers and sisters, is that we need to be far-sighted. You see, we in today's world are very short-sighted. We think about now. We are not far-sighted. Especially, I urge the Muslims to be very clear, to be very open in terms of having your goal, having your objectives completely set. My brothers and sisters, we need to be far-sighted in order to achieve peace. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in the hadith that on the day of judgment, the son of Adam, we all of us, will not move a bit unless we are asked about five things. How many? Five things. Unless we answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not move. Number one, how did you spend your life? It's a big question. Your life is valuable. You just can't play with it. Your life needs to be invested in this world to make it a better world. So may I ask all my brothers and sisters, use your life before you lose your life. Let this world be reflected with your characters, with your peaceful nature, your behavior as peace. Unless we use our life in order to invest in this world and become a contributing member to make this world, to make this society, to make this country as a peaceful country, a peaceful world, you and me have to work for that. So the first question Allah Almighty will ask, how did you spend your life? How did you spend it? Were you just chasing the dunya, or did you make an impact in this world upon the people? And did you make anything for the hereafter? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He helped us in order to understand our approach towards this life. You see, our approach towards this life is that it is temporary. It is short. And in it is a test. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Mulk, Surah number 67, ayah number 2, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That Allah Almighty, He has given the life and the death so that He may test us who is in best of conduct. So this life is the test. We all are being tested. We all are under surveillance. We are all under monitoring by Allah Almighty, who will ask us, how did you spend your life? So let us use our lives before we lose it. The second thing that Allah Almighty will ask is, how did you spend your youth? You see, youth is the best phase of your life, where you are strong, energetic, passionate. This is the age that we need to use in order to make this world a better world to live in. This is the age that we can't afford to lose. This is the age that we can make the powerful impact on the society. This is the age, my brothers and sisters, that we need to use. Being young is very powerful. Mark these words. Be conscious of Allah, of using your own body. Ask yourself this question. Are your eyes engaged and busy in something immoral? Or is it busy in reading the Quran? Is it busy in seeing, in watching something which is productive? Ask yourself this question. Your ears, are these ears given by Allah in order to listen something which is wrong, evil? Or is it going to be engaged in listening to the Quran, in listening to the lessons that can help us to be in this world peacefully? Ask yourself, your body, your heart. My brothers and sisters, we will be questioned by Allah Almighty, how did you spend your youth? Use your youth before you lose it. You might not be able to prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might not be able to bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might not be able to contribute the way you can contribute being a youth in your old age. So use it now. This is an opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. Use your youth before you lose it. The third thing that Allah Almighty will ask, how did you earn? How did you earn? You see, earning is a part of our life. Nobody can escape from it. Everybody who wants to live in this world needs to work. And what do we work? In order to earn. You will be questioned. We all will be questioned by Allah Almighty. How did you earn? What was the source? Is it the source which actually butchered, actually tampered, actually killed the lives of the people, and at that cost you earn? Or is it from the halal source, from the permissible and the pure source? You need to ask this question now in order to be ready with the right answer at that time. My brothers and sisters, Allah will ask us the question, how did you spend? You see, Allah Almighty, He has made us trustees. In reality, we are not the owners of the wealth or the money or the things that we have. We are just the trustees. We take care of it for a limited time. As long as we live, we use it. Otherwise, you are disconnected with this. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, death is the destroyer of pleasures. Everything, everyone whom you think that is beloved to you will be disconnected with you the moment you die. So we in reality are the trustees. So Allah is going to ask us, how did you spend? Did you spend your money, your wealth in the matters of khair, in the matters of good? It's a tragic situation when millions of people are dying for hunger, and on the other side, tons of food is being wasted. In our homes, check back. How did you spend your wealth? The fifth question, my brothers and sisters, that will be asked by Allah is the knowledge that you had. The knowledge that you had, how did you apply it? That's a very powerful question. Very powerful question. The knowledge that we have, how did you apply it? Every one of us know Allah Almighty is the greatest. Yes or no? Aloud, brothers. Yes? Yes. Now Allah will ask this question. You know about it. You knew this, that Allah is the greatest. But when the things come to you, you know two things when it comes. One, the thing which is beloved to Allah, and the second thing which is beloved to your own soul. Which is the one which we need to choose? The things which are beloved to Allah, but our condition is otherwise. We always choose what is more beloved to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, you knew about it. You said Allahu Akbar. You said Allah is the greatest. You said that you love Allah the most. You said you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. You know about it. But you did not work on it. It is the time, my brothers and sisters. Mark these words. Yesterday has gone. Tomorrow is not yours. Your time, your chance is now. Make it. Make it by giving precedence to the commands, to the orders of Allah over yours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us the question. You knew that Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the man of character. You knew that he was the role model of peace. Did you really apply it in your own lives by emulating, by copying, by reflecting in your own personalities to the world or not? Allah is going to ask us, did you tell to all the people about my Nabi, about my messenger who made the witness over all of you and you have to witness over all the nations? Did you tell? Allah is going to ask us about this knowledge that we have. Allah is going to ask us about the Quran, which we all know that it is the book of peace given as a guidance for the whole of mankind. Did you apply that Quran in your lives or not? Did you take this as just the book of barakah, or you have taken the actual and the practical and the realistic lessons from it as a guiding manual or not? Allah is going to ask us about that. Allah is going to ask us, you knew that the Jannah is the most beautiful and the best place to be in forever. You knew about it. Every one of us know that Jannah is the best place and it is the final abode of the believer who is going to be there forever. Allah is going to ask us, did you work for it in this dunya? Did you work to attain that place or not? Allah is going to ask us, you knew the worst thing, the worst place is the hellfire. You were worried about it. But did you work in order to prevent yourself, in order to protect yourself from the hellfire or not? We need to ask these questions now, my brothers and sisters. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand the action plan for peace. As we said, number one, we need to submit to the source of peace. Number two, we need to follow the book of peace and the role model of peace. Number three, we need to invest ourselves, our time, our energy to make the contribution, to make this world a better world. Number four, identify yourselves as the ambassadors of peace. And lastly, we need to make sure that we are far-sighted. We are the people who forecast, who are far-sighted, who think about long-term, and we invest now in order to get that. We ask Allah Almighty to grant peace in our lives. We ask Allah Almighty to grant peace in our families. We ask Allah Almighty to grant peace to our neighbors. We ask Allah Almighty to grant peace to the cities. We ask Allah Almighty to grant peace to this country, Nairobi. We ask Allah Almighty to grant peace to the world. And mark these words, you will never be able to achieve that peace unless we submit ourselves to the source of peace. Allah Almighty says, with which I would like to end this talk, from Surah Yunus, Surah number 10, ayah number 25. Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah Almighty calls people to the place of peace, to heaven, to Jannah, to the place of peace. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. And Allah guides whom He wills to the straight path. Wa akhiru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you so much for your patient listening.